Welcome to Mid-Atlantic Leads. I'm Samantha Hill, today with a special guest, Ms. Jocelyn Dayton. She is our Health and Physical Education ISS, and she's going to share some of the new happenings in physical education in DODEA. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks, Sam. So we're going to go over the program a little bit. Our health and physical education students are learning to be health and physical literate, and that encompasses them understanding their bodies, that encompasses them understanding the motivation and the competencies that they need to have the lifelong skills.
Awesome. What does that look like in the school? What's happening in the schools then?
So right now we're doing a lot of professional developments that encompass higher order question thinking. We also are taking a look at how we can collect data in the physical education classroom using Google Forms and really pulling those groups and organizing flexible groups with remediation and enrichment groups in there.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. How does that connect to CCR for our kids? How are we preparing our kids to be college and career ready with this type of standards?
So the idea of being health and physical literate is to encompass those lifelong skills and have our students be active throughout their lifetime. So we are really taking a look at embedding skills that our students can take with them and is going to adopt to them. We're going to look at nutrition, we're going to look at the different muscle groups, we're going to look at different activities that they can get involved with and excited about, and boom, that's what we're looking at.
Oh, this is great. I love that DODEA is concentrating on health and physical education for our kids.
Absolutely.
And making it a part of their daily curriculum.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for being here. If you need more information on the health and physical fitness standards, go to the main DODEA website and search for physical education, and you'll find updated information.